Welcome to Becoming Unstuck, a safe place to help individuals find the tools they need to live the life they truly want. I'm your host, Jordan Meyer. Join me here each week. We'll learn one tool that you can use to live the life you truly want and to become the person you've always wanted to be. On today's episode, we're talking about resentments. Now, what are resentments? Resentments, I often hear from a lot of people, are we become stuck in, right? And being stuck in resentments is the one place that I see a lot of people become stuck the most. So what does it mean to be stuck in a resentment? Well, resentments we think of often associated with people, places, or things, right? I have a strong resentment towards a person, towards a past parent, towards a relationship. I have a resentment towards an institution or the government or God or whatever it is that my resentment labels down to. Now, resentment, we become stuck in, and the reason we're stuck in it is because there was an expectation prior in our lives that was not met. So expectations result in resentments, or rather, unmet expectations result in resentments. And so learning to change resentments means we have to know how to go back and recognize the expectations that we had at that moment in our life to know how to change and process those as an adult with an adult understanding to change the expectation that we now have. So the resentment and being stuck in the present is a direct relationship with an unmet expectation that has yet to be processed or thought through to reach a level of awareness. So to learn how to do that and not become stuck in resentments, a good exercise that I really like to use is being able to identify, one, the event that happened, right? What was going on in your life? What was happening? How old were you? Where did you live? What are the circumstances that contribute to this resentment and expectation? And then what we want to do, once we have the event that goes on, now most people, when they have a resentment, it's very easy to go back and they can tell you everything about it. And if that's the case, identifying the resentment, then what we want to do is once we have the event that happened, we want to break down into three areas where these expectations derive from. And they're either going to derive for one, you had an expectation of yourself, two, you had an expectation of another person, or three, you had an expectation of a third party or an organization. Now, a third party can be a group of people, a business, an entity, government, God, the universe, anything that is separate from yourself or another person. So for an example, just as an explanation and a way of walking through it, let's say that early on in my life, I had an example of where I lost a friend, right? Or let's not make it that personal. Let's say that I'm crossing a sidewalk and an individual that I'm crossing with gets hit by a car, right? And I go over to that other individual. Everyone gets out of their vehicles, they're standing around, and I'm trying to do CPR and save this person, and I'm not able to, I'm unsuccessful, right? I leave that situation may having a resentment that I become stuck in as a result of it, right? I sort of become stuck in the grief, if you will. And so what I'm going to want to do, no matter how many years later, is I'm going to want to go back to that instance, that event that happened, and I'm going to look around and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to say, what was the expectation I had of myself in that moment? Did I expect myself to do something that I didn't? Did I expect myself to not do something that I did? Did I expect to behave in a different way, act not accordingly? And then step two, I want to go, what was the expectation of other people? What was my expectation of the person? Did they help out or not help out when they should have? Did they give up too easily? What was the expectation I had of the people surrounding me? Do I resent or expect somebody that they should have called 911 when they didn't? And in reality, that actually I would have helped and I would have made a difference if other people would have contributed. So expectation of myself, expectation of others, and the third one, expectation of a third party. Now, maybe as a result of that instance, I believe that God doesn't watch out for people, and so I'm angry at God, and I expected him to intervene in that moment. Or rather, I expected that the universe needs to offer some kind of decency to other people, and this was just another example of how it didn't do that. So whatever the reasoning is, but the reason we want to do this is because we're not sure where the expectation lies. Our resentment could be stuck in any of those three or all of those three. And so if we have no idea where it begins and where it ends, we have to learn to identify how to recognize and isolate the resentment, in particular, the expectation that was not met. So we need to identify all three of those to be able to learn where our expectation truly lies. So for instance, I may have an expectation that's stuck in a resentment within myself, but not in the other three. And therefore, once I can identify that, it's a lot easier for me to work it out because I know how to do that. Now, in continuing this, once we know how to identify and isolate the expectation, we can then work through the resentment. Now, I want to add a caveat to this. Anyone who is working through resentments as you continue to do so, please understand that resentments come with them a lot of emotional weight. They come with a lot of emotional change and what we call a charge within that emotion. Everything about the resentment, who you were with, where you were at, what you were doing, what clothes you were wearing, what perfume a person was wearing next to you, all of these are stuck with you in the memory. They're stuck in the resentment. So as you're actively working through resentments on your end, remember to have a good base of coping strategies. Remember to participate in self-care. And if you feel as though that you become stuck in working through these, please reach out for professional help. Don't do it alone. As a therapist, particularly a trauma and resiliency therapist, I do a lot of this. And so if you yourself are feeling stuck and unable to move through the resentments in your life, please reach out and work through it with a professional who can help guide you through what it means to actually work through the resentments. And in doing so, you'll be able to live a lot more free in your daily life as a result of working through these past resentments, free of the burden on your daily existence. Now, as I mentioned, this is one tool that you can use to work through resentments. It is not the only tool. So I want you to remember that if this becomes overwhelming, or for you, you feel like it's not a good fit, or if you feel you as though have a lot of resentments, or maybe in particular, very, very deep-seated resentments that are resulting in large emotional mood swings that become extremely overwhelming, then there are other avenues. Reach out to the professional that you are wanting to connect with and understand that this activity is one way. The other way is that as a therapist, I do it. EMDR, trained and certified in doing that, narrative therapy, parts work, art therapy, play therapy. There are a lot of avenues in doing so. So please don't feel as though that you're stuck forever in your resentments. There is a way through. There is a way out. And if you can learn how to process them, the freedom that you can have associated with being free of these resentments will clear up so many avenues in life to lead you to the life that you're really trying to get to. Thank you for listening. As always, if you'd enjoyed today's episode, please share with your friends and family and join me here next week. If you happen to live in the Utah Salt Lake area, please reach out for help if needed. You can find me on Instagram at jordanmeyer.cmhc. Follow me on Facebook. And remember, you can find this episode and future episodes on any podcast platform, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and I will see y'all next week.